Wow.
Media Bites, the Madness and the Message Radio Hour. This is Ron Placone, your host. We are here, and I am joined today by the very lovely and talented Paulina Combo. Paulina,
hi.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah, good to see you. You know, I was actually when I texted you the other day that when I moved here, you were like the first person that approached me in the nice mm-hmm. little comedy scene here in Nashville. You're the first. I mean, everyone was really nice, but you were like the first person. It was interesting. You know, I was walking through the tables and everyone was like, "This seat's taken. This seat's taken." And then Paulina was like, "So it's been a little while."
Yeah, I mean, I remembered you from Zany, so I knew you weren't going to kill me or anything. Such
that
a good
was
chance.
Qualifier. That's cool. No, yeah, I remember that. And then I remember, and that's right, we were on that thing at Zany's when I was apartment hunting. And that was NACA Nationals weekend. For all of our listeners, we're talking about a very large college conference that was in Nashville last year. And at Zany's, the comedy club, they did a showcase, and it was just all the people that were showcasing on NACA were there, as well as a few locals. I was randomly on it because I was hunting for apartments at the time because me and my girlfriend wanted to move here. And then Paulina, you were on it as well. And that was a fantastic night of comedy.
Oh, yeah. There were so many comics in town. It was insane because they were
trying
to get college gigs. Yeah.
Everybody killed. Nobody had a bad set on that show. And there were like, what, how many were there? Do you remember?
Oh, dozen maybe?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. I'm thinking, I was going to say like 15.
Okay, yeah.
So yeah, I mean, it was just packed. It was, and everybody, the energy never wavered from that audience. And I remember thinking, man, if I can call this club home, that is going to be a big victory for Team Ron, because what a great place. Which, speaking of which, if you're not doing anything tonight, I'll be at Zany tonight with Walt Willey. He's been on All My Children. Should be a funny guy. I don't know. We just did the weekend with Chris D'Elia. It was a fun weekend for anyone that showed up at Zany's this weekend. It was a good time. And yeah, that's going on. So, Paulina, how was your weekend? Before we jump into the news here.
It was pretty interesting. I went to the circus yesterday at Bridgetown Arena. And, well, I took my little brother. I didn't just go alone and mm-hmm. watch. But, yeah, as soon as we got there, there were the PETA people were picketing outside.
Oh, yeah.
And they gave us stuff, like a free coloring book about how sad the elephants are. It was a coloring book where it would say things like, color the elephant sad colors. So that was... It kind of brought the mood down just a little bit.
Did you color the elephant?
Not yet. I got to find the perfect sad colors.
The perfect sad color?
Yeah.
I mean, elephants are already sort of a sad color.
They look very sad. They're already gray.
Yeah, they're already gray.
Like a matte gray.
Even. Yeah.
They're not even shiny.
And they live a really, really long time.
They do, yeah.
So it's like they have time to get cynical. They have time to get tired and to just be like, you know, we're... Media Bites, the Madness and the Message Radio Hour. Sorry we had to replay part of an old one there, but yeah, something's going on with the auxiliary for me, and the song that I had queued up to start out was not playing. So we just gave you a quick recap of last week's episode, where my guest was Paulina Combo. We had a good time. But now it is this week. This is Ron Placone, your host, and I am joined by a very talented and lovely medium, Cindy Kaza. Cindy, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you were just, you just got back from a trip.
I did. I was in New Hampshire playing a gig with my old band.
Yes. Now, what do you play? I know we talked about music. I know your husband's a musician, but what do you do in music?
I'm a singer.
Okay,
I'm a chick singer.
Nice. That is always... So what was your band like? We never talked about your old band. So.
Well, my old band, let's see. I started playing with them when I was 21. It's called the Amorphous Band. We did some originals and covers. It's basically a New England jam band. So it's pretty fun, though. We played weddings and all that good stuff. So I went back and we just played a show and it was super fun. Funky.
Yeah?
It's a funk band. Funky.
Well, so what... what's it like? I mean, a jam band, like, you have long, like, and you're the singer.
It's so awkward.
So are there, like, long interludes yes. where you have nothing to do?
Exactly. It's very awkward.
See, I've wondered about that. Like, I've always wondered, like, front men or women in a band like that. It's like, what do they do? I mean, do you just, like... Do you find a tambourine?
I was just going to say that. I, you know, you play a little tambourine, shake some shakers. I suck at dancing. So, I mean, especially to that kind of music. So,
right.
But, you know, it's pretty funny. I mean, that music, it's very hard to be a singer unless you're playing guitar or playing some other instrument. It gets a little awkward at times when people are taking 20-minute guitar solos. But you just roll with it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I sang in a band in high school, and every now and again, I would watch videos of me trying to be cool or whatever, and I was like, oh, man, that's what I look like when I'm up. This is why we don't have a very big following, one of the reasons, but yeah, I always, eventually I realized, you know, I prefer playing guitar. It's probably for the best that I play guitar or do something different. So let's get into... You as a medium, how long have you been a medium?
Well, I think I was born a medium, to be honest with you. I mean, I've always been very intuitive and had my first experience with a dead person when I was 10, and it was horrifying. So I think I just kind of shut everything down for a long time on, you know, talking to dead people. But I've always been very intuitive and psychic, and I also really believe that creative people that are musicians or artists or poets, I think we all have it, but highly creative people are also highly intuitive people. So it kind of goes to the territory, and it's to me no surprise that, you know, over the years I've been a singer, a painter, you know, I've just been interested in so many artistic things. It goes along with the intuition, I think. So,
certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so when did you start kind of like doing gigs and doing readings and stuff like that?
Yeah. Okay. So for the mediumship, about 5 years ago, I really decided that it was time for me to take my ability seriously because, you know, for several years, like I said, I kind of pushed everything aside and I was singing and I was doing a bunch of other things. And so I started studying mediumship, going overseas, training with some of the best mediums in the world. It was really, really an eye-opener for me. Well, once that all started falling into place, I met my management, Levity Entertainment Group, and my other manager, Joe Willis, and then they started booking me in their clubs, and just, you know, just kind of happened. It just, everything kind of lined up the way it was supposed to at the right time. So I think about 3 years ago, I started doing events, and then in the last year and a half, I started working with Levity and doing comedy clubs and different events like that. So,
and you've enjoyed that transition?
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it. It's
That's
fun.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah. And that is how we met. For our listeners, I opened for Cindy. They had a comedian open up the show because it was at Zany's Comedy Club, and I was the person last month. I'm gonna be that person this month. If you're not doing anything February 5th, come out to Zany's. You'll see me do a few minutes, then you'll see Cindy do her thing, and we're going to talk about this experience, so that's going to be cool. For those just tuning in, you're listening to Media Bites, the Madison the Message Radio Hour. Ron Placone, your host, here on Radio Free Nashville, 107.1 FM. My guest, medium Cindy Kaza. Cindy, I know this is radio, but I gotta ask you, what is the significance of the tattoo on your left arm? Because I like it a lot.
Oh, the left arm, that is a dragon. And it's actually a dragon that's been covered up by, I covered up another dragon that my ex-boyfriend did. So when we broke up, I had somebody else go over it. So there's two dragons there. No, I have a dragon and a phoenix. And I have some wrist tattoos and back tattoos. But the significance really for me, you know, I went through a time in my life where I really struggled a lot with, I was a big drinker. So I got sober. I'm 11 years sober. And in the time of my sobriety, I decided to get the dragon and the phoenix because it's like the strong part, the dragon, and then the rebirth of the phoenix and kind of becoming the new me. And so that's where that came from.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I like that a lot. So I want to ask you this, and maybe this is like, you know, coming from, you know, a performing background or whatever. What is, as a medium, what is the worst either question or statement people have given you over the years?
Oh, geez. Question. Well, there's not ever really a bad question. I really believe that. Some questions are difficult to answer, like what we were talking about earlier before we came in, is people often say to me, hey, it's God calling. I'm just kidding.
This is our Radio Free Nashville. And that was not a caller. That was a junk call. Well, that's a bummer.
What's a junk call?
It was one of those congratulations. You've been selected to receive this or that, and that was what just called our station line. By the way, if any of our listeners want to call in, the number is 662-0166. We thought we had a listener call in right there. We did not. False alarm, but that's okay. Okay, so back to what we were talking about.
Let's see. You know, people ask me, what is it like on the other side? What is heaven like? And that's a difficult question for me to answer because I've never been there. And so that's how I answer it. You know, I believe I'm speaking to dead people. I can bring through evidence, names, how somebody passed away. I can't make that stuff up, but I don't really know exactly what it looks like over there. So questions like that are difficult because there's a lot that we don't know. There's a lot of, we really don't know a whole lot about anything is my belief.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, the other thing that's difficult for me, I guess on an emotional level, I'm getting a little bit, I have a little bit more of a backbone now is when people say things to me like you're doing the devil's work or you're evil. And it
hurts. How often has that happened?
It happens. I mean, it doesn't happen so much to my face, but I hear it behind what people have said, you know, or things online. And I think it's unfortunate because it's so not who I am as a person. And I really love helping people. And so it does hurt my heart a little bit, but it just goes with the territory, you know?
Sure. Yeah. That's, has anyone ever said it to your face though? Has anyone ever been like, you know, this is, I'm morally opposed to this and you're doing the devil's work. Have they ever actually said that phrase to you?
Not to my face, but online. Okay. Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. I have had people say to me to my face, I don't know if the work you do is really holy or spiritual.
Okay.
So in a roundabout way. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, how do you respond? Like whenever they've said it to your face, how did you respond?
Well, I respond first by saying I don't believe that what I do is evil. Mm-hmm. And my intentions are always to help people. And I take my work seriously. And that's pretty much the only thing I can say. You know, mm-hmm. You can't make somebody believe what you do. Or you can try. But that's not really why I'm here. I'm here to help people. And I'm not going to turn everybody into a believer. That's the reality of it. You know, mm-hmm. They're always going to be skeptics. And that's fine. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
See, I guess, like, the reason I really wanted to ask you that question is because, like, as a comedian, some of the worst things, you know, people will do something like, tell me a joke, for instance. That's, like, the most. And, you know, everybody has the right intention, right? Like, no one really has mean intentions with that most of the time. But it is actually, like, intrusive, you
sure,
know? Like, it's kind of rude. And, yeah. And, like, it's basically dance monkey. And you're kind of just, it's awkward because you're like, look, I'd love for you to see what I do, but come see it in a proper context. You know, like I just wondered as a medium if people did something like, who's in the room right now?
Oh, that happens.
Have you ever talked to
time.
Anyone famous? Have you ever?
Yeah. That happens all the time. And it happens in really inconvenient places like bars or where the music's really loud. Like, what do you see around me? What's my future? Can you talk to this person? And honestly, when that happens, I'm not usually not tuned in at that moment. I don't walk around tuned in to the other side all day long. I have to have a normal life. So I do understand what you're saying. It, the same thing happens to me.
Are you ever hesitant to share what you do with people? Like, has that ever come up where you're just like...
I used to be. Now I just kind of own it because it's what I am. So, and it's awesome. I've grown to really love the reactions that people give me because there's always a really brief moment of people just being so freaked out when you say, I'm a psychic medium. They're like, oh, or they're really excited about it. But it's funny. I mean, I wish I could, you know, videotape every time I say that to somebody that doesn't know and just get their facial expressions. Cause I don't think people realize what the faces they make, you know, it's funny.
Yeah. So does the offer still stand to do a reading on me?
Of course.
All right. Yeah. We're going to do that. So for our listeners right now, we are going to embark on a reading on me. I've never done anything like this before, but I got to tell you, a lot of my family was excited when I told them this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and my family is very Catholic. I come from a Catholic family. They're into that stuff. But they were like really excited about, you know, they're kind of into it, whatever. Some of them, I mean, not everybody, but some of the people that I mentioned, like my mom, my sister, and stuff, they're like, ooh, neat.
Yeah.
But yeah. So.
Okay.
So let's have at it.
And I want to say too, and I say this before I start, be open to whoever comes in, because it could be friends, it could be, say, you know, a father of a friend of yours, anybody that you know or in mm-hmm. your circle of friends, just be open to who comes through, because sometimes people you would expect to not come through do. So
yeah, sure. Hey, yeah. I'm an open mind, an open book. I'm just good. This is the first, you know, I've never done anything like this before. Why not do it in a public forum in front of a camera and on the air? I mean, that's just dive in the deep end. That's always how I do things.
Yeah. Okay. So and so when I start, and I know you have a girlfriend, you've told me this mm-hmm. before, correct? So I just want to talk about her a little bit first, and I'll tell you why. So
sure.
First of all, I know she's a very intelligent woman, so I'm complimenting her on the air. And I know that there's something about the two of you. Did you guys just get a dog? Are you thinking about getting a pet? There's something about getting a new animal or coming into the house. And I know this is psychic, but remember I told you something about adopting an animal or a pet. Have you ever done that before?
Well, we have two cats.
Okay.
As far as an animal coming into the house, a few weeks ago, I helped a Jack Terrier in my neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So it was, should I tell you about
it? Well, let me just keep going. Okay. So I picked up adoption, but you helped the Jack Terrier. Okay, so.
Yeah.
But I do want to talk about this either becoming something that you do more often or another animal coming into your house. So I'm going to keep going on this a little bit because you're really good with animals. And actually, I think you're very intuitive yourself. So just be mindful of the little things that kind of pop in and out of your life, especially in regards to taking care of animals. I see you volunteering possibly at something to do with animals as well. Does really? That make sense? Yeah.
I mean, I guess I would like to. I don't know. But do you want me to tell you the story sure. that I think? Okay. So what happened was a few weeks ago, I heard a scratching at my door. You know, when I'm not on the road or whatever, usually I'm working from home, just doing my YouTube stuff, doing whatever, preparing whatever content. And I hear a scratching at my door, so I go and I see it, and it's this dog. And I thought, you know, there's kind of a little park near my apartment, so I figured it was just with somebody. But I didn't see anybody. So I was like, well, I'm going to get my shoes, and then maybe I need to call someone. So I go back out. No one's there. The dog was unattended. I look at the tag, and the only tag is from the Humane Society. So I called the Humane Society, and I said, hey, I think this dog belongs to you. I read the tag number. The dog was just adopted that day by somebody who lived in my apartment complex. And I said, okay, well, you know, they gave me the guy's information. And I was like, can I bring the dog inside, as he had all of his shots and so forth? And they said, yeah. So I brought the dog inside. Well, I called the owner and, you know, got him back to the owner. The owner was real thankful. And then a little while later, the dog came up again, and I guess when the dog saw me, he remembered me, and I was just like going out to do something, but the dog was real excited, and I knew the dog's name. The dog's name is Jack, and I was yeah. like, hey Jack, you know, did you get out again? Jack jumped in my car, and I was like, no Jack, you can't come with me, as much as I love your company. Yeah. Did you? And I see the owner's nowhere in sight, so I picked Jack up again and I took him back to his owner. And I felt like offering, like, you know, because the guy's older, I get the idea he's on his own. He had just had like a significant surgery. So I was gonna volunteer to be like, look, you know, I work from home a lot and I live here. If you need someone to walk the dog, I'd be happy to stop by as often as my schedule would permit, you know. So
I think that's a good move, because I just see it becoming a part of your life. So even if it's a small part, I see the love of animals that you and your, I want to call your girlfriend your wife, so I'm just going to throw that out there.
We are registered domestic partners.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Yeah, so I want to call her your wife. And I also want to talk about, and I know I'm going real psychic right now, I promise I'll get to the mediumship, but there's something there, because I see the two of you taking a trip overseas pretty soon. I don't know if you're going to Spain. I want to talk about Barcelona around you. Do you have a connection to Spain at all?
Italy? I have family in Italy.
Okay, Italy. Okay.
Yeah, family in Italy.
So I see you taking a trip overseas, but I want to say Spain and Italy, so maybe you're doing
I really hope you're right about that.
Yeah, I am. You'll see.
All right. Okay. I hope so.
So, okay. There's definitely a gentleman, and I know that there's somebody who, okay, there's two people. There's somebody that had heart failure, that I know for sure, and there's also somebody that had either lymphoma or some form of cancer. And I want to also go with a name. Do you know somebody with the K name? It's either like Kevin or Ken that would be connected in the family, a K-E name. Not necessarily on the other side, but there's a K-E.
I have a cousin named Kevin.
That's fine, Kevin. Okay. Hold on. Now, Kevin is your cousin, and then your father's father would be on the other side, correct? Your father's father. So, grandpa on your father's side.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And why does he want to talk? Okay, he wants to talk about Kevin for some reason. But let me go into your grandfather on your father's side, okay?
Okay.
Because would you understand him as having... he liked to read a lot. There's a lot of books in the family. There's something about these old books or things, the collection of old, I almost want to say artifacts, but books or papers that he had from his time. Do you know about this collection?
Books from his time.
You don't know. That's okay. I'll keep going.
I'm not.
They're there. Okay. I promise. And I also want to talk about him as being somebody who would have... in his time had his hands full, like just there's a lot of stuff going on in his life, but also being a very wise man. And who's the J-A name? It's like Jason or James or J. It's James.
James
is the first name.
I don't know about James. I mean, my grandfather on my dad's side was a very, I would describe him as a very Renaissance man in a lot of ways. He was a very...
He collected things, though.
He had a lot of... Yeah.
There's like paintings and artifacts or collections, and maybe your dad knows about this and you don't, and I want to talk about the papers that he had around him. There's papers. And I also want to talk about with him... there's something about the Middle East, or either having understood read a lot about the Middle East or being connected to it some way, and it feels more with writings, okay? There's a book. There's books that he read specifically about the Middle East that are still in the family. Why the Middle East, I'm not quite sure. But I also want to talk about, would you understand him having issues reading towards the end where he couldn't see as well, or his mind wasn't working as well, not being able to understand as much towards the end. I feel like he's confused. There's issues with his blood sugar, and also somebody had diabetes in the family as well, or issues with the blood sugar.
Well, he died very suddenly. He died, it was in the 90s.
Was it his heart, though?
Yes, it was his heart.
Remember I said heart failure initially? Yeah. Okay. So when I go into the rest of his body, too, I want to talk about other things having contributed. And I'm not a doctor. I don't diagnose. But just remember, I said this.
See, I'm not a doctor either. So hopefully I'll know where.
But he did have the heart failure.
Yes. It was a sudden heart attack, and he died instantly.
Okay. And the collection of, what is it with the tax? Something about taxes. Oh, maybe he's telling you, make sure you get your tax papers together, or when you file your taxes, he's actually giving you advice. Because I want to talk about him having not always done the numbers correctly, or he was so all, like, had so many things that he was interested in. Okay. And there's something about these papers, and I want to talk about an anniversary that of he and his wife, what's June? There's something about June, either the name June or the month of June in the family as being significant.
Oh, geez. That might be their wedding anniversary, but I'm not positive on that. It's sad that I don't remember, because we did a big, for their 50th, we had a very big gathering, and I want to say it was summertime.
Yeah, if I want to say around June.
It was a
June.
Long time ago, and I'm kind of foggy on that.
That's okay. But I also, okay, let me see what else he's, now, do you know, there's somebody with the diabetes, though, I know this, is your mom listening to this? I wish she could call in and help us.
She might be, I don't know, I mean, I know, like, she found it intriguing, and I think my sister was exciting, she might be, I went to text her and remind her, but I don't know.
Do you know somebody with a name Arnold or Arnie or an AR name?
Arnold.
You don't remember.
That's not coming to me,
okay,
no.
That's all right. Well, your mom might know. Okay. Now, I also want to talk about the Korean War, or somebody that would have served time in the military as well and would have been... I want to talk about the Korean War. So remember I said that as well? And having traveled... Somebody had traveled overseas in the military.
Both of my grandfathers were in World War II.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And also there's... somebody liked enjoyed dancing and listening to music, because I see somebody interested in either tap dancing or dancing, ballroom dancing. Somebody had studied or taken ballroom, and this might be grandmother. somebody was good at ballroom dancing as well. You don't know either, do you?
No, I mean, that could have been something they were into. I mean, like I said, he was into like a lot of different things. He liked music, he liked arts, and he was a volunteer fire person. Mm-hmm. He did a lot in the community. He was just kind of like a very active, my father's dad, very active guy, just in a lot of ways.
I want to talk about a painting that's in the family that belonged, that was passed down. It could have been from grandfather on your dad. There's a painting that he had that got passed down that's in your family, and it's a still life painting. Or there's a painting with ships, and then there's a still life painting. There's two paintings in the house from passed down.
What I'm thinking is the paintings that are in my grandmother's house, and those are paintings that she did.
Okay.
And he encouraged her to do that. Like, that was something she got really into. And they're beautiful paintings.
Yeah.
Like, they're phenomenal. Like, when I was a little kid, it didn't register to me that someone I knew did that. I always thought it was. And then years, you know, I found out that was her.
And the frames look really nice, too. I feel like they're just beautiful pieces. The elaborate, beautiful paintings. And I keep on wanting to say the anniversary is coming up. So I think it's just acknowledging that. Okay. And there's also somebody that passed tragically. There's somebody that passed either of an alcohol or drug overdose as well. And I feel like this is somebody connected. Do you have a sister?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now, let me ask you. I feel like this is connected to your sister, like a friend or somebody from a time ago that would have passed tragically of a drug overdose. Do you know anybody that did?
She had a friend from high school that died pretty suddenly.
Okay.
And she flew in for the funeral. This was not too long ago. I don't recall off the top of my head if it was a drug overdose, but it was tragic. I want to say it might have been a suicide, but I can't remember for sure. But
okay.
It was unexpected, and it was sad, and, you know, the guy was only, you know, like 22, 23.
Yeah, young. Yeah. Okay, so if I got drug overdose incorrect, I apologize, but I do know that
you
this
might
is...
not have. I can't remember exactly, but it was tragic. I know that.
And I want to say hi to your sister from this person. A gentleman, correct?
Yes. It was a man.
And he says, it's saying, I'm so sorry that it happened this way. And he really appreciated your sister's sympathy. What is it about? Wait, do I want to say symphony or sympathy? Does somebody play classical music in the family or go to the symphony?
I think it must be sympathy because, okay, she doesn't.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, okay, I mixed up the words. But also, there's something about at his memorial, there were all of these people that either got up and sang a song for him, and remember I told you this, or I hope your sister's listening. There's something about the music and the memorial, and it was beautiful, and that he appreciated all the kind words that everybody said about him because his passing was so sudden that he just appreciates it, okay? Mm-hmm. And he's laughing at your sister because I think what he says is, boy, she's an interesting cat. Like, she's a funny person.
Okay.
And she's in a good way, you know,
cool.
And that he appreciated their friendship. Okay.
Okay. So, yeah. Well, hopefully she's listening. If not, you know, I know she's going to check this out at some point.
Yeah. So he comes through and I keep hearing the name Dave. So I'm not sure if that's his name, but I want to talk about the name Dave or David
Dave.
As well.
Yeah, I don't recall his name, and I'm not, Dave's not ringing a bell.
That's okay.
To me, but that could be something significant to her.
Yeah, or it could be one of his friends, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
sure.
I'll just say the name Dave, and then hopefully she'll know who I'm talking
about. Yeah, totally.
Okay? And he does want to say hi to his family and friends, and it's important that they hear that message because he misses everybody, but he's okay. And,
okay.
You know that song Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head? I keep hearing that song. So let me see why I'm hearing that. There's a record player that does your father have a record player or something?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to talk about the record player that your father has and this music, all the records and the old music, and that song feels important to me, so I'll just throw it out there, okay? And is your father living still?
Yeah.
Okay,
my dad's alive.
Okay. Maybe it's his dad popping back in. There's these records that he has from a long time ago. And he's, you know, I feel like the old, wait a second. I'm sorry. I'm getting a little, nope. Raindrops keep falling on my head. I'm going to throw it out there.
Well, you know, with that, first of all, the most obvious thing that comes to me, my dad had a record player. Music is, you know, one of my favorite things. And my dad's record player was one of my favorite things to do as a kid. And I wasn't allowed to put the record on, but I would just sit there and I would look at his albums, you know, because this was, you know, he was into classic rock and stuff. So this was back when they actually, you know, gave a hoot about the album art and stuff like that. So I would just spend hours looking at all these concept albums, thinking they were the coolest things ever. I still do. And that was a big deal to me. And then when I got my first guitar, a little junky JCPenney acoustic guitar, my grandfather, my dad's dad, taught me a few chords, and he would play. And I think that might have been a song he played.
Well, that's great.
On guitar, not like record, but yeah. On guitar. And then the record player was something that I really liked. And
so he comes. So he's still here, your grandfather. Okay. He's a real chatterbox, right? He's still trying to come through. But
yeah,
just, you know, and also encouraging you and inspiring you to continue playing music in any form that it comes. Okay.
Oh, that's nice of him.
Yeah. I swear he liked either tap dancing or somebody who's a tap dancer. I have to tell you, there's somebody who loved dancing or tap dancing, specifically tap dancing. So
my sister did that.
Oh, your sister did tap dancing.
Well, she still does some stuff. She did a lot of different dance. Like that was a big thing and she was pretty good at it. Like she almost pursued it in college, but she wasn't quite. I think it's like she was a little intimidating because at that level, you really have to dedicate your life to it. And she wasn't quite interested in going that far, but mm-hmm. but it was you know, I think she taught and stuff like that. And
well, she's good with children as well, your sister, working with children. I think that could be a thing she could do, especially with the teaching.
Okay. Yeah.
And okay, so grandpa, okay, you sure you don't know who James is?
James
or Jane or James?
No.
Or is it last? Oh, okay.
No. And maybe it's just because, like,
you're really on the spot. You're on the spot.
But I'm trying. Yeah. I mean, that's not.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You might. If you remember, then we'll just. That's okay. I'll mm-hmm. let it go. Okay. So now. Okay. Okay. There's also somebody who had. I keep on wanting to say. Curly, like curly hair or curly, somebody who was really influential in your life as a younger boy and who I feel like this is somebody who would have been in your life as a young child. Okay, so this is either I was a friend of his when he was a young boy. Did you understand somebody that would have passed away that you were friends with as a child? And it's a young man, but I feel like he passed away maybe in his 30s. So you knew him as a young boy, but he passes away in his 30s. And I do feel like he dies also something to do with a head trauma. So I don't know if he fell and hit his head, but there's a head injury. Do you know the name Corey or a CO name?
Corey. Jeez. You know, I grew up with a Corey, and I don't have any contact with the guy. I don't know if he's still with us. I mean, I don't even know, but I remember growing up, and he actually lived near my grandparents.
Corey did.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I would hate to put somebody in the spirit world that isn't in the spirit world.
Right.
Okay?
Because
validate that. Okay? Yeah. So I don't want to put that there if it doesn't exist. But I'll just tell you what I'm hearing. And I'm hearing the name Corey. And I'm talking about somebody who would have been in his 30s now, like 35 or 36, I want to say.
Oh, that wouldn't have been this person then.
30s,
yeah, no, 35. This person was a few years younger than me.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Does he have an older brother, though?
I don't believe so. No.
Okay. I don't want to make stuff up here. I feel like I'm fishing now, but I'm just going to say there's somebody who you grew up with. I hear the name Corey. I want to say that somebody around either connected to Corey, somebody passes of a head trauma, and it feels like either a motorcycle accident or falling and hitting the head in a motorcycle accident, something where there's a head trauma. So if you can't place it, it's fine. Just remember I said it.
The only thing that I feel like there's somewhat of a connection there. one of my dad's best friends died in a motorcycle accident.
Oh, crap. Okay.
We do have the same first name.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. We're both named Ron. So maybe. But his name wasn't Corey.
Okay. Well, okay. You would understand the motorcycle accident. And
it's
you,
the only thing I can think
you
of.
You understand. Okay. Well, now I don't want to be fishing because we just got a little off track here. And this happens to me sometimes where I get all this flood of information. And then when you start saying stuff to me, I'm like, no, I don't want to try to make it fit. So I did get motorcycle accident. Let me go with this for a second. Right. Okay. And this was a friend of your father's as he was growing up, right?
Yes. They were like best friends. And yeah.
Okay. And would you understand? Well, now I'm hearing June 18th as a date. So I don't know if that means anything to you. I'm going to throw it out there. But I want to go around 35 or 36 as an age. Okay. And I want to say that there's a head trauma with this passing. Obviously, it's a motorcycle accident.
Okay.
Now, would you understand him also as he would have been it's funny because I feel like he would have been really good with the ladies, or at least he thought he would have been, your dad's friend, right? And he's laughing.
Sounds like that might be fitting.
And
yeah.
He's laughing because he was a real charmer. And I know that he was a fun guy to be around. He had a big personality. But he also liked to party. That I feel about him as well. He liked to be out with the boys, which is common. But I want to say hi to your dad. But there's something about June 18th. So you wouldn't know this, but I think your father would know something about June 18th.
Okay.
And I also want to say that there was... something about the time of his passing where there's a big party or a celebration held in the memory of his life. So they had a celebration about it. It was a tragedy, but there's also a celebration at the same time. And he was also, when they laid him to rest, was he in the military as well, your dad's friend?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I never got to meet the guy. It's just I always heard about that because it was like his best friend that died in a motorcycle accident.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. So, all right. So we'll leave it at that, but hopefully your dad will hear this, okay? And maybe your dad will know more about it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you getting calls or something?
Well, no, my girlfriend piped in, and her dad's name is James.
Oh!
Which is true. I always just call him Jim, and, you know, it just didn't register to me that it's like, oh.
So there is a James.
Yeah. I mean he's still alive and well, but yeah.
Now, that's okay, because there's a reason. There's probably... James is, well, I wish your girlfriend could call him, but would you know that your girlfriend's, James's mother would be on the other side? Your girlfriend's...
No, she's still alive.
Who's James's... No? Okay. Her grandmother's not on the other side? She doesn't have her mom... No grandmother on the other side?
No, they're both still with us.
All right. What is this with James? There's something about the... there's a Mary or a Marty or an M-A-R name as well.
I don't know. I mean, that could be someone in her family.
Can she call in? Can you ever have her call?
She can if she wants, but I don't think that's not really her style. She's a pretty shy person.
That's fine.
We're opposites in that regard.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm not really connected to that, so I'll move on from that. Maybe she can chime in, but...
She'll probably text.
Okay. That's okay. Something.
If she's still listening.
Okay.
We're hosting friends for the Super Bowl, so she might be
busy. Oh, fine. Okay. Well, all right. Corey, there's something still about a Corey, so I do want to talk about Corey again. You don't know any other Coreys.
Oh man,
you're a hard person to read for.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm trying my best. It's tough.
There's a lot coming at you. Okay, let me keep going.
I'm trying to go back to my childhood and, you know, skipping generations or whatever.
It's hard. It's really, really hard. Okay. Now, would you know that there's somebody in your family who lost a baby at one point or either had a miscarriage? There's a baby.
I did have a relative that had a miscarriage not too long ago.
Okay. I want to say it's I just want to give love from the other side saying that it's okay. All right.
Okay.
That I see clearly. And so there's a lot of sadness around that, but it's okay. All right.
Well, and one of the cousins that you mentioned earlier was involved with that.
Okay. So. Okay. So, oh, was that which one was Ken?
Kevin.
Kevin. Okay. Okay, so I want to give love from the other side and the family and that support coming about that, and that it's going to be okay in the end, and everything's going to work itself out. It's just okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And okay, let me see what else I'm seeing here. There is somebody that definitely had cancer, either of the ovaries or I want to say ovarian cancer. Or, nope, ovarian cancer. And I want to say this is extended family of yours. So it could be an aunt on your mother's side. Would you understand that?
Well, an uncle on my mother's side died from cancer. So it wouldn't have been. I mean,
no,
that wouldn't have been.
There's an ovarian cancer in the family somewhere.
Okay.
If you can't place it, that's all
Someone
right.
Someone on the other side?
I feel like somebody passes of ovarian cancer. And
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll just give you that. Okay. Do you know who Barbara is, or somebody with a BAR name?
Yes. Yes.
Who's that?
That would be my uncle's wife.
Your uncle's wife. Yeah. Okay. Is this your uncle that had the cancer?
No.
Okay.
No,
different.
No, they're both alive.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah. They're both alive.
Okay. Okay. Here's where we're getting off. Ask her. It might be connected to her. The person with the ovarian cancer that passes could possibly be connected to Barbara. This All is right. why I hear the name Barbara.
You know what? This will turn on a lot of my family to my radio show. Mm-hmm. They were, you have a radio show? And we were somehow, and I'll be like, yeah, you should start tuning in every week. And
you know, they could be like, this crazy medium is crazy, you know?
Maybe. I don't know.
Hey, the best validation is found sometimes after the reading, okay?
Sure.
So there's a reason I hear ovarian cancer and then I get the name Barbara. It's not by chance,
no,
okay?
No, totally. I'll let these people
and
know.
And it's not that Barbara has ovarian cancer, so I don't want to freak anybody out. It's somebody on the other side coming through to say hi to Barbara that would have passed of ovarian cancer, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right.
Yeah.
And your comedy career is going to take off. So let me just tell you a little bit about how I feel like getting out there, the college thing is going to change for you. I see you doing college dates, but I actually see you branching out into doing a small, are you thinking about doing television? Like
every comedian's always
thinking
about.
No, it's not like that. It's not like that. It's about writing a script or writing your own material and trying to pitch it. And it's not what you think it is. It feels smaller at first, like you're filming yourself on stage or doing your college events. Have you started filming yourself doing these events?
Yeah, I mean, I've been trying to film my college stuff because I'm always trying to get a better demo together.
Fine.
You know?
Keep filming and filming, because what it feels like happens is this radio show actually turns into radio, but there's also a television aspect of it as well. And so just be open. Make sure you're filming everything that you do. It's super important.
Okay.
And finding a good editor is key. And I also see you writing really funny songs and recording comedy songs. Have you thought about doing that?
Well, I do. In my college show, I do have a few like satirical songs that I do. They're specific for the show. I don't really do them in any other context.
But that's part of it. It's part of the recording.
Okay.
Okay. What questions do you have? There's got to be a question.
I can't think of anything specific. I mean, I just kind of wanted to see what you see or what.
Who's Jenny? Do you know a Jenny?
Jenny.
Or Jen? Jenny.
That's close to my mom's name. Her name's Ginger.
Ginger?
I mean, she's still alive. Like, she's
No, I know.
Us.
If I get names, it could be for people in the living.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, I'm just trying to, like,
Ginger's
participate
kind of
correctly.
No, I know.
It's weird with just one person, because it's just me here, and it's like, I'm like, well, I don't know.
Jenny, Ginger's a stretch from Jenny, so I don't want to say that that's what it is.
Okay.
Okay. I want to actually go back to your father's side and say there's a Jenny or somebody, that sort of a name connected to your father, and somebody who would have passed away in the 1980s as well around your father. So
I have a cousin named Jen. She's still alive. I mean, she's a young girl. And I'm trying to think if there would have been someone in the 80s connected to her that would have passed. And I mean, those are like cousins and stuff that I don't, they live on the West Coast, so I only
get
to see them
removed.
So often.
Okay, well, just remember I threw that out there too, but around 1984, 1985, it feels like.
Okay.
And I want to say this person, there's so
Jenny.
many. With Jenna's okay, but is this connected to your dad? Would this be a cousin on your father's side?
Yeah, well, I also have another cousin named Jen, and she actually, yeah, I think it would have been her dad, I believe, that passed in 84.
Okay, that's fine. Okay.
So that seems a more obvious
connection. That makes sense. Okay. Well,
I have a lot of cousins, so does that, that makes your job even harder. I have a big Italian family, yeah. and a lot of cousins that have similar names. So,
well, you would see, so he would be saying hi to his daughter, because okay. I want to talk about also him, well, do you know somebody, sorry, on a side note, do you know somebody that lost their leg at one point as well, and would have lost a leg, lost a leg. Got to throw it out there. There's somebody who lost a leg at one point and had to be in a wheelchair, was in a wheelchair.
Well, my grandfather got injured in the war, and his leg gave him problems the rest of his life. He didn't lose it.
Was he in a wheelchair, though, at a time
I later in life? I think at one point he might have been. When he got sick, because he had heart problems off and on, and he was in a wheelchair some. And I remember as a little kid, I always got, like, really, really worried, like, whenever he got sick. Like, yeah. It really bothered me to see him like that. And it really upset me.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Oh, why is he talking about his leg? I don't know. I don't know. But I felt like it was somebody who actually lost a leg. So I don't want to turn it into that. Maybe you don't know. But okay. Let me go back to Jen or Jen's dad, who passed okay. in around 1984, 1985. And I want to say, okay. I want to acknowledge Jen, and also either an anniversary coming up in her life that her dad is acknowledging, and maybe you don't know. And also about her making plans to either sell a house or move. There's something about moving around the family, and he's acknowledging that with her. So okay. I'll say that. And do you know something about his... he left her in the will. Something got shifted around with the money when he passed away, or in the will. He's talking about the will being shifted around, and that don't worry about it. Everything's okay. He's not upset. So if there was a change in the will or money or how things got divided up amongst the kids.
Okay.
He's just kind of saying it's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal. Okay. All right. Yeah. See, I wouldn't be privy to stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like that's not, you know.
Yeah. Like, that's okay. I wouldn't know. Yeah. Okay. But, yeah. All right. Okay, so do you have any questions for me? I mean,
I don't know. How many people are talking to you right now?
There's a lot. There's
a
lot.
A lot of people.
Well, what happens is your grandfather's a very strong presence. The one okay. who passed away of the heart failure, and so I feel like he steps in and has a lot of people around him. You know, he's a strong spirit. Okay. And then there's a lot of other people kind of stepping in and saying, hey, because when they see a medium on the other side, or they mm-hmm. have, they're like, hey, we all want to get our 2 cents in. So even if you haven't spoken to Jen or Jenny in a while,
right,
their people can still come in.
What about, you mentioned something about a curly thing, and then yes. that kind of, what was going on there? Because like you started and then it shifted elsewhere.
Oh, something, I heard curly, first curly. Of all. Curly. Okay. And then what happened after that, if I can remember, which I think I went into somebody from your childhood, and I think that's when I got a little confused. That was when the Corey thing. And that's when the Corey, yeah. and that's when the motorcycle thing happened. So
right, okay.
I might have gotten a little too much information coming in at once.
Yeah, okay. Because there was somewhere where that started to go, but I felt like at the time it was still a bit of a stretch.
Okay.
So I guess if you hear it again, let me know. By the way, for anyone just tuning in, you're listening to Radio Free Nashville 107.1 FM, Medium by Samantha and the Message Radio Hour. I'm Ron Placone, where I'm getting a reading from Medium Cindy Kaza, where you can check us both out at St. East Nashville on Wednesday. And I'm going to give a little recap of this as part of my opening act.
Now, let me just tell you what I'm seeing. I feel like I want to put you either as somebody who liked to be outdoors for a time, or hiking, or being out. Would you understand a connection to mountains or living by the mountains? Closer, either. Do you have a connection to Arizona or out west?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I have cousins that live in Arizona.
Okay. Because yeah. I feel like I'm in Arizona and I'm seeing mountains and mountains. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm still hearing that M-A-R name. I'm not sure if it's a Marty or Martha.
Could it be Mary?
It could be Mary, M-A-R. Okay. Would you understand that as well, Mary?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and Mary would be Jen's mom.
Jen's mom. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, Jen, was I just talking about Jen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and that is the wife of the gentleman who passed away, yes. Correct? Okay. Yes. I want to acknowledge Mary, okay? Mm-hmm. She's still in the living. Mary's still in the living?
No.
Oh, sorry. Mary, no, no, okay.
No. Not the person I thought of first.
How many Marys do you have?
There's... Oh, my God. I do have a cousin that is married to a Mary. Okay. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
I really feel
now.
Wait,
no, let me talk about Arizona. Let me go back to Arizona. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Would you understand the name, an MAR name, being connected somehow to Arizona or being in that area? Because that's where I want to go. And I want to talk about somebody who passed away also in a car accident or died suddenly in a motor vehicle accident. And I know this happened, it doesn't feel like it happened very long ago. Would you understand 2005 or 2006 hearing about somebody who passed in a car accident?
Huh. In Arizona. No. I mean, maybe it's someone like in their life that I'm not familiar with.
We're going to have to do a lot of validating, calling your family and finding
out.
Yeah,
I'm trying to visualize family trees in my head and like go like who's married to who, which kids are which, and you know.
All right. Well, if you don't know, I'll just leave it that where it is. Okay. Rosemary. Do you know Rosemary?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would be... That wouldn't be a great-grandmother, but yeah, there was a significant Rose in the family.
Okay, well...
Somewhere, and that's going before my time.
I'll acknowledge that as well, also.
Okay.
Okay, you don't know anybody that died in a car accident. Maybe I interpreted this wrong. There's somebody who passed away in a car accident in around 2005 or 2006. I swear, and I keep hearing the name, an H-A name. I don't know if it's Harry or an H-A name.
Mm.
There's somebody who passed in a car accident.
Is this connected to Arizona or no?
I'm not sure. Maybe not I got sure. that Just wrong. Because be, okay. I'm back to the car accident.
Car accident, 2005, 2006, H-A name. Yeah, that's not, I mean, you know, I would have been in college around then. That's not ringing a bell. I had a few high school buddies that passed in car accidents.
Okay.
But it wouldn't have been during that time.
Okay, let me, I'm not going to change it. Maybe if you don't know anybody with a last name, an H-A name, it feels like Harry, but
Harry.
An H-A name.
I mean, all I'm thinking right now, I have a cat named Harold. That's like the closest. Sorry.
I want to go to 2005 or 2006. Somebody who passed quickly and it's a car accident. And I know that there's a drunk driver involved in this car accident as well. I feel like it's connected to you somehow. Either it's around your circle of friends or somebody in the family would know who I'm talking about. But I feel like this person is hit by an oncoming car. So they weren't the one that was drunk. They were hit by a drunk driver. Okay. And... maybe it's for a listener, somebody listening. Let me just keep going.
Could be.
Because I have to say that this is a younger man, maybe 24 or 25 years old at the time of his passing, and that he's just coming through to say, I'm okay now. I wonder if somebody's listening that would know who I'm talking about with the H-A name as well.
662-0166 if anyone wants to call in.
So yeah, I'll go back. I said around 2004, 2005, there's a car accident where this person is hit by a drunk driver. He's around in his mid-20s at the time of his passing. And I know that his mother would like to hear from him. I wish somebody... Are you sure you don't know? Are you sure?
It's not ringing a bell off the top of my head. And it could be something kind of maybe an obvious connection I'm overlooking right now. I don't know.
And maybe it's not for you. And that's okay as well. Yeah. I just can't change what I get. I would love to be able to just, you know, I can't. I got to just say what I get. Okay. Did we already talk about Mary? We did talk about Mary.
Yeah.
On our way yet. Okay. And somebody just had a baby in your family as well, maybe 6 months ago. It doesn't feel very long ago. 6 to 8 months ago. Around the family, there's a baby that was just born not too long ago.
That's not ringing a bell right off the top of my head. But again, I'm not privy to what... I mean, it could have been like a family friend or something like that, I guess. But
do you know... Okay, I'll just leave it. There's a baby born around six to 8 months ago. I feel like I'm at 6 months ago.
I mean, a good friend of mine had a child around then.
Oh, okay.
So, but that, I mean, it's not family.
Yeah, I got the connection wrong. That happens. Yeah. And why is that important? Would you know that this friend of yours... somebody's father is coming through. Let me see. There's somebody who died of cancer coming through that feels connected to that family where the baby's just born. I'm not sure if it's father or grandfather, but somebody that feels like a father to the gentleman in this relationship, okay? Where the baby's just born.
Well, I don't know if this is the connection, but the friend of mine who had the child recently, his family grew up in the same neighborhood where a lot of my family is. And when we met, we had that in common that, oh, you grew up here. I have a ton of family that lives there. And one of the family members that live there is a family member that just recently passed.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I don't know. Maybe that.
Wait, your family? Okay.
In my family. I'm so confused.
But do you understand a connection to somebody of having cancer? Yes. Okay, okay.
Yes.
And that it feels like the battle went on for some time that I want to talk about this person is, gosh, I'm still hearing like a J.A. name. Sorry.
J.A.
Okay. This person had cancer. Now, you would understand, though, when I go into... Is this on your mother's side of the family?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm trying to get tuned in here because I want to go to your mother's side of the family with this person with cancer, and that when this happened, it was time for this person to pass, okay? Because the cancer had just... It was very difficult... a lot of pain towards the end, but it's okay now, all right?
Okay.
And that there's something about having recited poetry or at the memorial. Would you understand somebody having read out of it doesn't feel like a Bible. Somebody read a verse out of a book, but it feels more poetry. And also the cards, the prayer cards that people give out.
Yeah.
Something about the poem was beautiful on the card, so maybe it's a verse, a poem.
Okay, yeah, okay? I mean, that kind of sounds like the eulogy my aunt gave.
Yeah, and so I want to talk about the beauty in that, and I also want to talk about the significance of the butterflies around the house, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, ask, okay? There's something to do with butterflies.
They had a lot of, well, they still do. I mean, my aunt still lives in this house, and yeah, they always had like a lot of greenery around.
Okay.
So, yeah, there was always, like, a lot of, like, just kind of scenery.
And so you would...
So maybe that would be...
Okay. And do you know the name Charles or Carl or the C-A-R name? Charles or Carl?
No, I can't. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm having trouble finding
that. Well, you'll know that the butterflies will mean something to your aunt, okay?
Okay, I
know
butterflies.
There's something with these butterflies and bird feeders and...
Oh, yeah, they have that stuff in the yard all the time, like growing up and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like a big thing to them.
Yeah, and so I want to acknowledge that as well.
Okay.
And there's a lot of beauty in what was said at the eulogy, and I can't express that enough, okay? And there's something about the wedding band that was placed on the finger. I was buried. Wait. Do you know the... Now I'm getting confused because I feel like I have two people coming in at once. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You understand a woman having been... Do you know somebody's cremated? not too long ago as well? Or would it, the Ashes Ooh. Would be in the family?
Not a family member of mine.
Okay.
I had a connection, like a close friend of mine.
That was cremated? Recently. Okay, that was not too long ago cremated. Okay. Yeah.
And unfortunately, we're out of time.